Fetterman rejects lecture from extreme Dems on shutdown. By Pam Key on November 11, 2025. Tuesday on ABC's The View, Senator John Fetterman, DPA, said he didn't need a lecture from extreme Democrats on the government shutdown. Co-host Sonny Hostin said, Bernie Sanders said the vote was a horrific mistake. Governor Gavin Newsom called it pathetic and a surrender. Poll after poll found more Americans on both sides of the aisle blaming Republicans. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene blamed the GOP. As you mentioned, Democrats had big wins last week, so you had momentum. Why give in now? Why bring a butter knife to a gunfight? Are you willing to gamble that the GOP will negotiate on health care in good faith once the government reopens? Because if that gamble is wrong, half a million Pennsylvanians that you represent, their health care costs will skyrocket if you are wrong. And I believe you are wrong. Fetterman said, well, first of all, MTG is quite literally the last person in America that I'm going to take advice or to get their kinds of leadership and values from. I mean, now, if Democrats are celebrating crazy pants like that, then that's on them. And I don't need a lecture. I don't need a lecture from whether it's Bernie or the governor in California. Because they are representing very deep blue. Blue kinds of populations and a lot of those things were part of the extreme. He added, and now remember, what really needs to win the win. The big win is involving my state and other states in those things. And why have we arrived here after the election a year ago? We want to forget. We got to forget some of the things that cost us that election or in now for me. It's like, that's why I'm trying to remind people that kind of the extremism. We can't return to those kind of things and realize we need to find a way forward. And I would like to, rather than cite MTG, I'm going to cite one of the new governor-elect saying that my election is not a green light to continue the shutdown. Because I promise you this isn't a political game. It is viewed by that by many of us. But the reality is 42 million Americans now not sure where their next meal is going to come from because we vote like that. Or people that haven't been paid for 5 weeks now in that kinds of chaos. Those kinds of workers have to borrow more than $500 million from their credit union just to pay the bills. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.